It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 Kiss FM, it's Riggs and Allie. If you aren't up and awake, here's our friend Kevin to wake you up.
Good morning. Wake up, rise and shine, up and at 'em. Let's go. Up, up, up.
See, there
Kevin.
We go.
He calls us every morning. We love him.
Every morning.
Oh, we're going to make him be the wake-up call for our new interns.
Yes.
Seriously.
We have a new intern that said, I'm worried about waking up so early. We said, well, Kevin will call you every morning and say this.
Good morning. Wake up. Rise and shine. Up and at us.
Nicest guy
Let's
ever.
Go. Up, up, up.
And I'll even have friendly conversations with you afterwards to get you going. We love
good
Kevin.
Stuff. Love that guy.
Do you guys have good news to start the day?
I have two pieces. I'm not going to lie.
I know it's a Friday, so please go ahead.
I lost. How much this week? It was my weigh-in yesterday. What did I lose last week?
Oh,
4 pounds?
Two and a half, three.
I can't even remember. That's the worst. I go in there and I go, how much do I weigh again?
How much
did I weigh last week? Because I can't keep up.
Subtract, divide by pi.
I lost when I went to medical weight loss and wellness yesterday in Oak Creek.
Yeah.
4.5 more pounds.
Holy crap!
Damn. That is a grand total, everyone, of 92.5 pounds.
Not bad.
And honest to God, wanted to get to, you know what we were laughing about yesterday? She goes, what was your goal for Christmas? I go, 75 pounds.
No way.
I swear to God.
Took a dump on that.
Swear to God. I go, well, hell, I might hit 100 at this rate.
For real, for real.
By Christmas, I was literally 75. I thought it out. I'm like, I'll get to 75 maybe. 92 and a half. And keto is crazy.
When you get to 100 pounds, we have to have a carb party, please.
No.
Come on.
What?
One plate of pasta.
No, stop. That's like an alcoholic getting to a year and then having an alcohol party.
No, it's not. It's nothing like that at all.
It's exactly.
I'm a carboholic. I'm a foodaholic.
You're not going to fall off the wagon.
This is an emotional thing.
You can have one vanilla Long John. You'll be fine. You're not going to die. One.
Don't tempt me. You're making me hungry right now.
Stop. Please stop.
But that
stop.
Was my other part. That was my other part of my good news is I'm going on vacation for 2 weeks. Bye, bitches.
Dude, wait. So there's a.
I'm literally out.
There's a very big chance that you're going to break the 100-pound barrier.
I don't know. I told them, I said, look, I'm going to be on vacay for the next couple weeks because of the holidays. I said, this is a test because I'm not going to be in my routine.
Yeah,
like,
true.
I do Saturday and Sundays, but to go 2 weeks without my structure and try to stay on, I don't see it being a problem, but you never know. I'm just being prepared.
Amen.
And they were like, just see, it'll be fine. I'm like, I know, but I know that it's going to be a wacky 2 weeks.
It'll be a good test of your strength.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you get over 100, have a vanilla Long John.
But see,
Happy
I don't
New
think
Year.
The weight loss, oh my God.
Oh, have one, just Man. One.
I don't think the weight loss is what makes you so strong. I think it's the maintaining that makes you strong.
Absolutely.
I think that's the hard part, quite frankly, and that's what I'm scared of. So anyway, what's
you
your good
this.
News?
You
my,
got this.
My Thanks. Good news is that we finally wrapped all of our gifts for our kid, for our holiday helpers. Two kids, little Edie and Elizabeth, and today was the deadline to bring all the toys in. So
nice.
I didn't think we were going to make the deadline because I kept procrastinating the wrapping.
I was going to say, I've never seen you bring in things so late. Right?
I know, but I waited till the last minute. We got it in.
Yes.
Thank God it's done, and they look amazing. My wife started the wrap, and I said, stop right now, because she's terrible at it.
Let me handle this, honey.
I would have let her, because that kid's going to rip it off and not care.
Right. She kept looking at me wrapping, and she goes, the kids are going to be so sad to open my gifts. Yours look so much nicer. And I was like, they
you
don't
guys
care.
They don't know kids at all.
I go, they're kids. They don't care.
You can give them a toy in a garbage bag with a bow on it, and they'd be like, oh, my God, a toy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Literally, I swear to God.
Yeah. Gibbons, what's your good news?
My good news, it's damn near t-shirt weather outside.
It is.
It's nice out.
Like the mid-40s this weekend. I took my dogs for a walk this morning, and when I got home, I was almost sweating from wearing my big jacket.
See?
It's really nice out.
Yeah. Hell
really,
yeah.
I agree that it felt good today. Mm-hmm.
Like 43 for a high today. It's nice. And that's great news.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.